It's episode 10. Wow. I honestly can't believe that I've made it till now and you with me on this journey. Thank you for, I honestly wouldn't have been encouraged to continue if you weren't showing up and showing me all the support that you have shown for Conversations with Jay. The constant checkups on when the next episode is dropping, the amazing feedback, the downloads and shares, all of it. This season has been amazing and I am super proud of myself and my baby. This all started out as a crazy idea brewing in my mind. I took the classes and now we are a whole 10 episodes down. A whole season scripted, recorded, produced, and released all by my one-woman army. This is for you, my loyal subscriber, my number one supporters who have believed in me thus far. You who has taken off your time to listen to me. So I'm sending virtual hugs to each and every one of you. I have received over 1,000 downloads. Can you imagine that? Over 1,000. And that's only from AfriPods. I haven't checked Apple Pods. Of course I can't check Spotify, but yeah, y'all are extra cool and I really appreciate you. And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, episode 10, season finale of Conversations with Jay. Lately, I've been a busy, lazy lady. I've been overwhelmed by doing a lot and nothing. Figuring out who I should be rather than becoming it. Counting how many more steps I've got ahead rather than climbing. Lately, I've been slacking on my dreams. Postponing them into an even farther future. Tomorrow's tomorrow that never comes. Lately, I've been lost on which path I should follow. Is it communications, writing, podcasting, editing, content creation, behavior change or PR? Or can I do it all? I am constantly trying to prove that I am good at everything and I am worn out. I have taken on more tasks than I should have in the first place and I have lost sight of what I need. I have too many content ideas in my bookmarks, collecting waves and dust, hundreds of tricks I could use to improve my games but tucked away silently. Lately, I feel like I have lost the plot. I am in the middle of the ocean and there's no land in sight. I cannot dock, but I cannot continue to just wander. The nature of my podcast has changed along the way and hasn't followed the theme that I envisioned for it, even before the start. It reached a point where I had to make an episode just to get it out of the way, like a chore. Not putting in the deserved effort it requires. Feeling sorry for myself has become even easier. I have loads of work to do. I am exhausted from work, so I shall just reach home, shower, and scroll until my eyes shut. I have the energy to pour out into other people's lives rather than using that energy to build mine. I have the desire to complete assigned tasks, grow another's brand, while mine strays even further from me. And on the weekends, I rest. I sleep on my goals all 48 hours. Even with profiles piling in my gallery, I sleep because I have to unwind from the week's pressure. I spend more time feeling guilty for not doing what I have to do and tire my mind before I can get to actually put in the action. And if I'm being honest with you, this has proven to be harder than I thought it would be. Ladies and gentlemen, with that said, I present to you the dilemma of a creative who is lost in the matrix. As I went into this, I had such a clear mind. Regardless of how much work I have to do, I should never lose sight of myself or of what I actually want. I should never lose that hunger to pursue the journey of what I think true life is. But as the months come and go by, the lines have become blurred. Because yes, I have been sleeping on myself lately because I have been lazy, and I put lazy in quotes because the truth is I am exhausted. To be honest, as I was starting out scripting this episode, I was thinking, yeah, I'm lazy. It was even titled Sleeping on Myself. But the more I thought on this, I noticed that no, I'm not just being lazy. I am exhausted. Life is not black and white, this or that, lazy or hardworking. I'm not actively putting in the work for myself because there's only so much of me that is left. I didn't realize before how much brain power I burn when I engage in too many things at once. You see, having two jobs and then having other responsibilities, it somehow catches up with you, you know? The mind is not tangible, and unlike muscle or skin, you cannot physically see the immediate damage, the wear and tear that you are causing to yourself. This is all a new experience for me, and I don't have what to compare it to, so automatically, I had quickly assumed that I was being lazy. Back in school, whenever I could, I would sleep, even when unnecessary. I had a very poor relationship with rest. And now that I'm doing the most, a piece of me still thinks that when I lie for more hours than I should, I am being lazy and I end up beating myself up for it. I don't know which term to use to explain what I'm trying to say, so maybe I can describe it in a real-time scenario. After a hectic week, on a Friday night, I shall decide to use my weekend for my personal ventures. Saturday dawns, I rise and I still feel tired. I want to create, but my mind has hit an invisible block. I decide to sleep in longer, and by the time I wake up, my priorities shift as quickly as the sun. From wanting to Netflix or read a novel or edit a picture or do chores so that the parents don't make a fuss or do nothing at all and just watch other creatives do their thing and learn but without practicing. And before I know it, it's Sunday night and I am back to work on Monday. I feel guilty that I haven't done anything creative that I planned on doing, but I also feel glad that I got to rest my mind and not have to think hard about stuff all weekend. It's a loop. It's like an extended version of writer's block, a creative's block. For no matter how much I want to, I find myself failing to. I can go out sometimes and record all these videos and tell myself that I'll make something out of it, but I fail to. I just keep on piling and piling. My gallery is full and nothing. To make it as a creative, you have to sharpen your skills every day like you would a pencil. Passion can only take you so far. You must put in the work to get better, for your work to stand out. And these days, the things I create do not even impress me, the creator. Sometimes I wish I could skip to the time where I can afford to be a full-time creator, doing what I want on my own terms without having to go through so many steps to reach there. But the life I want seems to be growing even more distant from where I am. And yet, if I look at the same picture through a different lens, I am exactly where I dreamt of being. Or even better, I am living in answered prayers, a to-die-for career, exposed to many opportunities, in rooms with amazing people, making good money for a beginner. And I am honestly happy. I am genuinely happy. My life is actually on a good roll. I am growing and becoming better in all aspects of my life. So why do I at times feel like I'm not where I ought to be? Like I'm not doing enough, like I am misplaced. Like if I stayed here for too long, I would not be able to live. And if this is for me, why do I feel like I'm trapped and it's robbing me of another part of me? Why does it leave me longing for different? You see, as I was writing this script, different things kept on coming to my mind and it just didn't make sense. Like, this is exactly what I prayed for. I have it, so like, what's going on with me, you know? It's because I never stick around to appreciate what I have and what is right in front of me before I start craving for more. I do not know how to handle answered prayers. I'm an Oliver who always wants more. Rather than understanding why I'm in a particular season of my life, I'm always looking forward to the next. I don't know how to properly live in the moment, because I do not know how it connects me to where I am going. The uncertainty of tomorrow leaves me craving, and this is a very stressful way to live life because I'm not in control of my fate. All I can do is pray and stay grateful, live and breathe and leave the rest to God. But to be honest, I have to figure it out. I have to figure it out, and I'm trying one day after the other, taking step by step. Sometimes it's hard. It's very, very hard. I ask myself, am I really on the right path? Should I really be doing this? And for how long? What if I get too caught up in this and I lose sight of what I actually want? And is that what I actually want? Sometimes I think concentration is like a phase, or was a phase, and I'm slowly coming out of it. But yet whenever I do it, I feel most alive. I can't even begin to explain it to you people. I feel most alive. I just need to find a way to make everything work, to appreciate this season that I'm in, because I know that regardless, I'll reach where I want to be, and with where I am right now, I'll definitely be propelled even much faster, much quicker, and much farther than I would have thought. This part is actually not scripted. I'll be truthful. This, like, I don't know, like the last 1 minute, it's not scripted. It's coming straight from my heart, from my mind, and whatever is coming to my lips is what's coming out. I just want to learn how to be content and how to trust the process. How to trust God more with my life. But aside that, I'm really proud of how much I've done so far and how good and quickly good I'm getting at the things I'm doing. And I just want to better my craft, you know, so that whatever comes out of the J brand is legit. It's quality. Be it this podcast, be it a picture I've edited, a video I've created, be it the communications work that I do, because I actually love it, guys. I actually love communications. Wherever I am, I just want to shine. But sometimes it gets difficult because it's hard to do everything, especially when you're doing it mostly on your own. But I do know that I'll make it. I have to. It's not really an option. I have to. So, creators out there, doesn't matter what exactly you do, if you feel the way I do, just know that you're seen and you're understood. You're not alone and you're not crazy for feeling the way you do. But just take it one day at a time and trust God that He will work it out. And to you, my listeners, in whatever you do, do it with your heart. Do it with all you've got. And don't overwhelm yourself. Don't allow yourself to get overwhelmed. Trust me, I'm speaking from experience. I'm so burnt out. But do not give up. Keep going. Trust in yourself. Trust in the Lord. And focus on the community that is helping you grow and become a better you and helping you to achieve your goals. The rest will catch on when you're successful. the advice I'm giving you guys is literally the advice I'm giving myself, because I really need these things, man. I really, really need to hear such things. I need to constantly remind myself of this. So, as I sign out, I pray God takes good care of all of you. Take care of yourselves. Stay alive. Do not drink and drive. Do not text while driving. Do not do anything too crazy. And be good people. Be good people to yourselves and to each other. Let's make society a better place. And until next time, I really don't know when. I'm not going to give any promises. Yeah, that's the end. And that's it. That's the end of episode 10 and a wrap of season 1 of Conversations with Jay podcast. I have asked for feedback and there's one particular one that kept popping up. Do not worry, I have listened and I have something in store coming in season 2. Do not miss me too much, but I certainly shall miss you fervently. I am taking a small respite, but trust me, you, I shall be back. Bigger and better and brighter. We are taking this to higher levels, award-winning levels. But until then, stay blessed, stay focused, keep teething. God bless you all. I love you. Adios! Jay.